In this bulletin, Australia's coronavirus death toll rises to 96. New Zealand's Prime Minister to take part in tomorrow's National Cabinet meeting. And in sport, AFL clubs call players back from interstate in readiness for a possible season restart. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A Western Sydney aged care facility has recorded its 15th coronavirus-related death, bringing the national toll to 96. At least 63 staff and residents have tested positive to COVID-19 at Newmarch House near Penrith. The Anglicare-run facility has been fighting an outbreak since last month after an employee worked several shifts while experiencing mild symptoms of the illness. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says authorities are close to finalising results of their investigation into the outbreak.
All I can say is the genetic sequencing is indicating that there are similarities. This strain is basically the strain that was in that sort of broader Penrith area and had popped up in a number of other clusters.
Newmarch House aged care staff members are now subject to daily COVID-19 tests. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will join Australian leaders in a discussion about tackling the coronavirus pandemic and easing restrictions. The National Cabinet has formally invited Ms Ardern to join its meeting tomorrow, which will include a discussion about the contact tracing apps both countries are using. Prime Minister Scott Morrison flagged the intention to add Ms Ardern to the meeting during his regular discussion with her last Thursday. He has previously suggested that when international travel restrictions are eventually lifted, the links with New Zealand will be the first to be re-established. Federal Science Minister Karen Andrews says it's possible a COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the next 10 to 15 months. The CSIRO is assisting world efforts to develop a treatment for the illness by testing two vaccines, one from the US and one from the United Kingdom. Ms Andrews says the federal government's doing everything it can to support the search for a vaccine, and discussions as to whether it will be made mandatory will begin soon.
It's entirely possible that by the end of this year or early next year, we will have a vaccine for COVID-19. That's particularly important because, quite frankly, until such time as we have a vaccine, life is not going to return to normal. So whilst we have seen some easing of restrictions, particularly over the last weekend, we still have a long way to go.
Tasmania will ease restrictions on visits to aged care homes from next week, bringing the state in line with the rest of the country. The state government banned all visits to aged care homes in early April, except for compassionate or end-of-life care. Premier Peter Gutwin says the aged care restrictions will be relaxed from next Monday, allowing for additional visits to residents. Mr Gutwin says while all other restrictions will remain in place until at least the 15th of May, a staged lifting of those rules will be decided by the end of the week.
It's my expectation that post the National Cabinet meeting on Friday, I will be able to provide the roadmap out of our restrictions based on public health advice. That will mean that by this coming weekend, Tasmanians will understand very clearly what the steps out of this are, what the processes are, and importantly, what the rules will be as we move forward.
Victoria has recorded 22 new coronavirus cases, 19 of which are linked to an outbreak at a meat processing facility. The state's chief health officer has reassured Victorians the facility poses no risk to them, while the business has insisted its meat is safe to eat. Cedar Meats has confirmed the outbreak at its Brooklyn factory in Melbourne's west after Victorian authorities declined to name it. Chief health officer Professor Brett Sutton says the facility began moving towards a shutdown when the outbreak was first identified, with very broad testing among workers and close contacts to identify any further infections.
Most of those 19 individuals were asymptomatic, and all of them will have been in quarantine at the time that they've been identified. So it's not a risk to the general community, and it's not going to get out of control, and it is shut down. So I think it's been handled extremely well.
There have been 34 cases of COVID-19 COVID-19 linked to the outbreak. To sport, and the majority of AFL clubs are calling players back from interstate breaks in readiness for a possible season restart next month. The AFL has floated its controversial quarantine hubs proposal, but is hopeful it won't be required as part of a return-to-play plan when details are announced next week. Brisbane and Gold Coast have told their players to head back to Queensland after the state government eased coronavirus restrictions last Friday, while North Melbourne's interstate contingent will return to Victoria this week. Time to look at tomorrow's weather now. In Perth, showers with a possible late storm, a top of 22, sunny and 20 degrees for you in Adelaide. In Melbourne, also sunny, 18 degrees, partly cloudy in Hobart, 17, sunny for you in Canberra, 17 degrees, sunny as well in Wollongong, 19, a shower or two for Sydney, a top of 21, much the same for you in Newcastle, while in Brisbane it'll be partly cloudy and 25. In Cairns, a possible shower in 28 and 34 degrees for you in Darwin, where it'll be mostly sunny. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News.